Hey.
Come on now. And now it's time for off-season reviews. And now your host, Rod or Karen. Or both of them.
Hi, everybody out there. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Off-Season Reviews. And this time we're going to talk about the next Food Network star. And with me today, I have Karen and Tamika. Say hi to everybody, guys.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Before we get started, do you guys have anything that you want to promote or anything that you want, any way that people can get in contact with you?
Nothing to promote from Karen.
Okay.
And actually, I typically go by just KT, so that's even easier. So that's about it for me.
Okay. Tamika?
Yes, actually, you can find me on Twitter. I'm Sophisticates, underscore four on Twitter. And I am a co-host of the, and this is a long name, the Major Sophistication Zero show with, my husband Tyrone and my friend Marcus. And you can find us on Twitter at them zero, T-H-E-M,
ooh,
S-Z-E-R-O. And we, we just started up. We just recorded episode 17, I believe, last week.
Okay.
And we record every Wednesday.
Okay. Is it on iTunes and Stitcher and all those other places?
Yes, on iTunes and Stitcher, and we do a live live show on Google Hangouts as well. And that's
okay.
Every Wednesdays at Wednesdays at 10.
Okay, so if you guys want to reach them, that's how you contact them. And you guys know how to contact me. You can reach me at Say That Again, that is in D-A-T, on Twitter. And if you got this, you're premium, so you know everything else, so I'm not going to go through that spiel. We're going to talk about the next Food Network star. Overall, what did you guys think about the season?
This is KT. I was kind of iffy about the season. I was, of course, at the beginning, I'm always excited. I'm thinking this is going to be really exciting. It's going to be really good. But it ended up the competition was really good. But to me, nobody was just like, wow. You could,
right.
Typically, uh-huh. At the very beginning, I have an idea and I'll say, ooh, that person or that person is going to be really good. Nobody did that for me all year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm usually on that. Okay, I know at least these two people are going to probably be in the top two or three. And I really was surprised about who got there and who didn't get there this year. But
right.
There were some spots where it kind of like it lulled for me a little bit and then it picked back up and then it lulled again. It was kind of like a weird roller coaster.
Right. Right. Yeah, because I'm like you guys. I was excited about the season, and it was like, I'm like you guys. You really couldn't tell who was going to be the person because you had some people whose skills were great, but they were terrible at other things. Then you had some people that were like, they loved the camera, but their cooking skills were bad. So it was hard to find, like, somebody that actually was, like, that the it thing. Because, like you say, you normally have one or two people. After you do a few eliminations, you can kind of tell, okay, this person, that person. But, yeah, it was an up-and-down season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And the interesting thing, like, that one girl, Emma, that was the real mellow chick, I liked her a lot. But I could see how she wouldn't be a real interesting TV show to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought she was just so likable, and I was thinking, I bet you her food is good, because obviously we don't really know any of them how good the food is until we're looking at it. It may look good, but to her, it just looked like I would want to go. If she had a restaurant, I would want to go to it.
Right. And she
it looked like she would have a great show to watch.
Right. While we're speaking on that, let's go ahead. And Emma was eliminated, so Emma didn't make it to the final. So we're going to talk about the individual people. But while we're speaking about Emma, Emma will make a great teacher.
Yeah.
You know, like if she had a teaching school,
mm-hmm.
or if she had something where, like, somebody like her would make more money off doing videos where it would be like Google Plus or YouTube and things like that, or a classroom, you know.
Yeah.
And like they say, like when you know,
book.
Right? Because her voice was so,
it was so calming. It was.
Right.
I felt like if I watched her for too long, like I know, I agree, she would have a great show because her concept was good. But if it's longer than 30 minutes for me, or if they did those how they kind of run them in like in series, where it's like 3 hours of the same person,
I would
fall asleep.
Right, because. Her voice is almost like a lullaby.
Right.
That's kind of how her voice was. So I understood why they eliminated her, but she was somebody where I was like, she might mess around and make it to the end. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because she could really cook, and she had her presence on camera was just so, good.
Yeah.
But
it was.
She was really comfortable in front of the camera, and I really admired that about her. And it seemed early on for me how comfortable she was when they finally put her in front of that camera.
Yeah.
She caught on quicker and faster than a lot of other people did. And I think for her, you remember the challenge where they like split them up in teams, and she was the captain, and what was her name? Sarah was the captain.
I
think that was kind of it for her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, once they got to the final, once they got the final six, you know, it was kind of hard to, you had to almost have the whole package at that time. You could, cause a lot of people just kind of floated by until it got to the point where, okay, you really are the weakest link here.
Right.
Exactly.
And
something else I thought was interesting about this season too, just some of the characters on this season, that they would have had some really interest if they had gotten a show like Ruben, the Cuban guy, as well as Luca. I thought their shows would have been really interesting.
Just
some really cool stuff. And so I know that it was, and see, to me, I don't know. I know they have to do these challenges, but a lot of times the challenges to me really don't tell me whether or not I would want to watch them on a TV show.
Yeah, I think for me, the challenges are more to see if they can literally handle the pressure of the industry.
Yeah.
You know,
the
industry itself is really, really hard. You know, it's like they literally have to be able to adapt, do live shows, you know, they really have to be able to, like, if somebody calls them a Good Morning America, do a 3-minute demo, you know, because you have to remember, you have, let's talk about Ruben right now. With Ruben, he mesmerized you, but he had to talk slow. When he talked slow, he was angry. But when he started, like, getting and start talking in his regular accent,
mm-hmm.
Well, most people, even including me, I was like, what the hell is he talking about? You knew he was speaking English. But it was fast.
And you could tell how excited he was. And that was like, you could tell he had the passion. But he couldn't enunciate to the point where you could still tell that he had that passion.
And I think with Ruben, if it was like a Hispanic or Latino, he would have won. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. Like, if you were doing, like, the Food Network star South America or something like that,
he would
have won that because, you know, he's speaking his native tongue.
Right.
Which makes a difference, which means the people could understand, you could see his excitement, you know, and he wouldn't have had to been forced to slow down. But when you're speaking to an American audience, you have to understand that there are some people that will understand you, you know, but there are a lot of us that won't, because your accent is very thick.
Right. Yeah. I said the same thing with the Luca. Luca was the same thing. Luca looked like he would have been a wonderful if we could just understand it.
No, and the thing about Luca is that when Luca came, when Luca came back from that,
Salvation.
It was like he was a brand new person.
Yep.
And the reason I said it is because he slowed down. Mm-hmm. He was nervous. He spoke very clearly because honestly, I really thought he was going to win it.
Right.
I did too.
I was like, he is fine. He is sexy. He can cook. I almost was like, he got this in the bag.
I really got this.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, because I was like, he did such a change that you was like, he really went home and, cause he got eliminated fairly early. And mm-hmm. so I'm shocked that he made his way back.
Right.
You know, he basically had everybody else to come back. So I was like, oh my. And then just to see his camera presence and his food knowledge, you could tell that he studied. You know what I'm saying? He did everything that they they critiqued him, he took it to heart.
And remember that challenge that they were in Vegas?
Right.
And he had to describe the food to Giada?
Right. Yes.
I was like, oh my God, that could have been chitlins with gravy on top.
Yes.
And the way he would have described it, I would have eaten it. And I don't like chitlins. But I would have actually wanted to eat it off of his description alone.
Right, honey,
because Giada got moist. Giada got moist when he was talking to her.
She did. She did.
It was her. Oh, she was like, yes, baby, yes.
I think everybody did. I think everybody did off of that one.
Yes, I was like, whatever that is, I want all of it, so all to the single last drop. Thank you, and give me some more.
Yes.
And see, that's the thing. I think a lot of people think that they can describe food, but you have to realize when you're on television, because I know KT was talking about the difference. When you're on television, me as a viewer, I can't smell it. So you have to describe it to me in words where I can visualize it being in front of me. So you have to use, you know, words that the average person really don't really think about when describing food. How's your food? Is good. That's as far as most people go.
They
have to describe things as it's crunchy, you know, it's mouth-watering. And that's not even really a good description. You need to go, you know, crunchy. You need to go salty, you know, bitter, you know, more a detailed description of the food.
Right.
And you know who I actually thought was going to win? Because I loved her personality so much. L'Oreal.
I love
her personality, and I loved how she just took everything and embraced it so much.
And I liked her because she was very quirky. She was so different. She was like, I am the butcher girl. And she took it and she embraced it. So I'm like you guys. I at least thought she was going to be in the final three.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to get there. Now, and you know what? Now I think about it when I was talking about the beginning. I did think that she and Ariane, is it Ariane? Ariane? How did you say her name?
Yeah, Ariane.
Ariane, the girl that who cooks internationally and all of that stuff. I did like the two of them at the beginning. I forgot about that. I did like them because I thought L'Oreal, especially, you know, all of being a butcher and all that, that would be really interesting.
Especially being a female butcher.
Exactly. Right. Yeah,
and also I think what a lot of people fail to realize is that I know you guys have seen seasons in the past, even though some of them don't make it as far as winning, some of the past cast, they literally pick them up and give them shows.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Because
people have been eliminated, it doesn't mean that, especially if they really, really are good at it, they'll find a way to kind of incorporate them into it, because it's one of the things, but they were so talented. Food Network would be almost, and I tell you, funny, almost nuts to let them go, because when it comes to the cooking, it's so much competition. Because I think Food Network at Food Network and the Cooking Channel, but there are so many other, you know, things that these people can do that will actually take them away. And next thing you know, you've invested this person and basically put this person on a public platform. To turn around and have some, it wouldn't surprise me if they sign contracts that says that, you know, they are obligated not to do certain things for so many seasons.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
It would surprise me. You know, it's probably not for a lifetime, but I guarantee it's 5 seasons. It's something ridiculous where they've been out of limelight so long that they will have to work hard, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to say harder, but they would have to really work to get back into the spotlight.
I wouldn't be surprised if Luca or even L'Oreal turned up on like the Cooking Channel with something.
I could see both of them, even if they're not on the, and I honestly think that's one reason why they started the Cooking Channel, was for people that, I don't want to say were not stars, but for people who were kind of an alternative to like the main stars that they push all the time. This is kind of their platform, because they have excellent cooks over there, but their cooks aren't as starry. And I'm not trying to say that in a bad way, but, you know, they have more international cooks, you know, people that cook Ethiopian food, you know, people that, I mean, cook like really, really different foods that all jokes out, most Americans are gonna kind of turn a nose up to and want to be open to trying it.
The Cooking Channel is kind of like their avenue for real people that are serious foodies, where Food Network is just kind of like food you like. If you just really kind of you like cooking, you may want to learn a little something. That's what the Food Network is. But Cooking Channel, I mean, that's for some serious foodies. If you watch any of those shows,
it really is.
Those people are really the real, you know, the serious cooks and stuff on there. So yeah, that's, I could see some of those people that are really good ending up over there.
I found that some of the people from Food Network, whether they were stars on the show or even had their own show, crossed over to the Cooking Channel.
Yes, they did, and had their
some cases have done better. Done better there than at Food Network, because it's, I mean, I like Bobby Flay, but they have like 50 shows.
Right.
With Bobby Flay, and it's just like, really?
Right.
You know. It's so saturated where it's very hard to even crack into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's been people that have won in the past. Well, I don't mean no harm. I'm like, what the hell are they now? All jokes aside, it's like, they may have one or two seasons, and then you never heard of that show again. You never heard of them again.
Yeah.
So a lot of them went to the Cooking Channel, or I don't know if that was the length of their contract.
Mm-hmm.
And because their ratings weren't there, they just opted just to say, let's part our separate ways. I think that's what happens to some of them.
What do you think about, and on that note, like Guy Fieri, he was like the first season of that. Wasn't he the star of the first season, the winner?
Mm-hmm.
He was, yep.
He was.
So what do you think it is with, because to me, he doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Me either.
But what do you think it is that for whatever reason they are so infatuated with him?
I think, my personal opinion, he's white. And I think he's, I almost say flamboyant in like a negative way, but almost like a bam type of, you know, bright colors. He's very loud. His hair is spiky. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of that rocker, non-traditional American, you know, that dude that you kind of don't want your daughter to date, but he can cook, you know, so he kind of makes a lot of the bulk of America feel comfortable. But I'm like you, he doesn't do anything for me. Now I don't like his show, but what I do like his Drive-In Diners, that show.
I'm the same way. He does, that's the only thing about him that I really can latch on to.
Right.
It's that show. But I think it's the fact that he stands out from the rest. Everybody else is kind of, for the most part, really clean cut and uniform, and they kind of fit into a box, where he's not inside of a box.
Well, right. You know. And I think that they kind of gave him that ability when I don't know what were the, I won't say restrictions of other people. And it was, that was kind of his, I won't say his shtick, but you know, he came in as that person. Mm-hmm. So that's how he was pushed and that's how he was promoted. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what kind of, you know, when you have a top selling book, a top rated show and all this stuff. And I think that a lot of people are just drawn, you know, to that kind of offbeat type of star personality he brings to the table.
Yeah.
He has a mass appealing for a lot of people. I'm like you, it's just not to me. And it has to, for me, I don't think his color matters, but one reason why he is as successful as he is because he's white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but that's just my personal opinion because they have a lot of black people on their station mm-hmm. and none of them get that type of push.
Right. Right. That's what I was going to say. And I don't really want to harp on this point, but you know, it's almost like all the black stars, they kind of get pushed in those weird time slots.
Right.
Like remember, I forgot his name, but the show Big Daddy's House.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's really good.
He's good.
They put him at a weird time slot. I think it was like they kept moving him, and then you were like, "Hey, what time does he come on now?"
Right, yeah. And that's why I was like, "I didn't even know."
Yeah, he won a few seasons ago.
Right,
yeah.
And he had him on at a prime. It was like the excellent time slot, at least for me. And I watched his show. I actually got my husband to watch his show, which is rarely ever happens. And
took his tail off.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like some weird time slot, and then it got weirder and weirder. Now I don't know if he's still on Food Network or not.
I have no idea. Every now and then you might catch a rerun. I haven't seen it because, like I said, I haven't seen a new show in a while, and that's what I was saying. How people win, but then they don't have no longevity because, who was it, Sunny Liston? She actually came on.
Yeah.
I love her show, but sometimes her show bounces around too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I follow her on Twitter just so I can see what she's doing, because half the time you definitely don't see her on the show.
Right. And you know, it's hard to catch her because her show used to come on like Saturday morning at 10 or whatever. I had my DVR set to it because they used to have a time where, you know how the kids have the cartoons? That's how they used to do every Saturday morning from like 8 to 12 or 8 to 1 was like all the brand new shows. Like for a while, that's what they did. And I liked it like that because I knew on Saturdays I was getting all my brand new shows that morning.
Yeah.
And I would just kind of record them all back to back to back, you know. Mm-hmm. But then they stopped that and they started bouncing them around everywhere. And I lost when the shows came on. And not the person that won that last year, but the season before, the boy that looks like Alton. Has the show even aired?
I've never seen it. It's the sandwich show, right? Because he was on the thing with sandwiches.
Right. I've never seen the episode. I haven't seen a show push. Is it just me, or have I not seen anything pushed or promoted about him?
I haven't seen anything either, and I was actually looking for that.
I was going crazy. I was excited. I was like, his show's going to be killer. When he won, I was like, let me know when it's coming on. I'm going to record it, and it's silence. It's crickets. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. But his show never went off the air. And the Indian lady that won a few years ago, where's her show?
Never seen her show either. And it almost makes me think, I wonder if the Cookie Channel snatched him up. Because I thought I saw the dude that looked like Alton on a commercial for the Cookie Channel.
You know what? I think they do. You know what? I think Food Network owns the Cookie Channel, don't they?
You know what?
Are they two separate entities?
They do. I think they're in, hold on, I'm like looking at the website now. You know what? They do. Either that or they're all under the same umbrella.
Yeah, for a while I thought there was two separate entities. I was like, oh shit. And I was like, wait a minute, I think they're connected.
I think they're under the same umbrella. They might be competitors, but under the same general umbrella.
Okay. Yeah, I think some of their shows may, and I need to go to the Cooking Channel because I'm thinking some of these shows that I'm looking for are probably over there.
And that's so crazy.
Because I was like, why would you go through this, you know, go through the contest, and then they'd be like, you know what, glad you won, but we're really still not going to do a show. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that doesn't, that makes no sense.
It seems like it's a waste. I mean, it's not a waste of time, but then it kind of is.
Right.
Because I would feel like as a contestant, like if I'm on Food Network, so I'm like, ooh, I'm going to win. I'm going to get a show on Food Network. And then
and
like,
right, you get, like people like us are looking for these shows and they never come out and never exist. You never hear about them. They're not pushed or promoted, and you're like, okay, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And at least for me, because while we're talking about it, like Christopher could cook, but Christopher, his camera presence was terrible.
Oh, I was so mad.
That's the dude that Bobby Flay loved because he could cook.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that food, you be like, that is delicious. But I wouldn't waste 30 minutes watching you on television. You're terrible. And I think with him, he was overconfident. Like, he'd be like, I got this.
Yeah.
Like, you got this, dog? Mm-hmm. We're about to see how much you really got this on your way home.
Mm-hmm. Him and Kenny was like that, too, to me.
Yeah. Kenny. You know what? The thing about Kenny, Kenny was a weirdo. He was just weird and strange. Like, his... What he tried to make you was like, who the hell would eat that, dog? Who's going to eat this? Maybe that's me.
No, I felt the same way. I would look at his dishes and then go, okay, I wouldn't eat that. And speaking of people, and Chris was like that too. And I felt bad because for me, Chris was hometown. So, you know, because he's from the area. He's from the DMV area. So I was like, ooh, okay, a local person. And then it was like the letdown every time.
Right, you're trying to figure out what's happening, what's going on. You're like, word. Hold on 1 second, Tamika.
Okay.
Last thing we was talking about was Kenny and his terrible ass cooking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. But yeah, Kenny and his terrible cooking. For those of you that are wondering why I just said that, we had a little technical difficulties, but we're gonna pick back up. I think we was talking about Kenny. If not, let's roll with it. We're gonna talk about Kenny and his terrible ass cooking. He was his cooking was terrible. He cooked weird stuff. He was overconfident. We were talking about him and Christopher. That's right, because Christopher was also very cocky.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was a lot of issues with Christopher, was that he was just like, I got this in the bag, and I'll win this. I was like, okay, whatever. And somebody else I want to talk about was Donna, but Donna was in and out so quick. Does not.
I know. I didn't get to learn a lot about her.
Okay. I thought it was the only one. I was like, well, she was like one of the first few weeks, wouldn't she?
Yeah. She was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't make it far at all.
I didn't think so, because I seen her. I was like, I kind of sort of remember her, but I don't think she really made it that far. Mm-hmm. So, I'll see.
No.
Okay. Okay, well, we're gonna scatter doodle right by her then, because I don't remember nothing about her. We're gonna talk about Chris. What do you think about Chris, y'all?
That hurt me too. That's hometown.
Oh, he's from hometown for you.
Yeah, that's DMV. He's from Virginia, so you know, for that kind of had like a little tiny special place for me, because I was like, oh, this will be good.
Yeah.
And then with his concept, and I'm like, okay, because I think he was doing like elevated southern food or something.
Right.
And then, yeah. And so then I was like, oh, okay, you're going to be fancy with
right.
like collard greens and chicken. And then it went from that to something weird. And I was just like, okay.
He didn't have a concept.
No, he kept changing. It was like almost every time he changed the concept, and then his camera presence was so off.
Right.
That it was, I was just like, oh, okay,
I'm going to take you off my list now.
Right. He would come up with some really good ideas.
Right.
Stuff that sounded like really unique and interesting and stuff like that. So he had ideas. Like, he would be one of those people that would just need to do a pop-up restaurant. Whatever he found fresh, whatever that day, then that's what you would get. Because it's like, all over the place.
Yeah, I agree. Give him, like, a food truck. He would be asking for the food truck. Because he was very charismatic and very, you know, he knew how to get your attention. And you need that with a food truck. I really, if you have a food truck, you need somebody on your team to grab people to make them come and sit, you know, to come get your food off your truck. He's great with that. You know, he would be really great at that. But an actual show, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. And now that I have seen him on these commercials for Strayer University, is it Strayer University? He's on a commercial for some university, local university in the DMV. And it just throws me. It throws me off so much. And on the, to make it even worse, he's like drinking tea with a little pinky saying, yes, this really set me up. And I'm like, what? messes with my head.
And you know what? When you said the food truck concept, yes, because he's very loud. It's like, hey, come over here. Hey, you know, come over here. Like, he would be the person that would, like, draw people towards your truck.
Yeah.
His personality would be excellent for that. What did you guys think about Nicole?
I liked her coastal cuisine. I like that because I love seafood and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be funny. But there was just nothing interesting about it that was just going to make me want to watch her. I think her food would be good and it would be fun. But it just was nothing about her that said, oh, I would love to watch her every week.
And I think the Rachel did it for me with her.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like, okay, you came up with that?
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you went on Rachel Ray Show and you gave some of the basic stuff. And I think she was the one who didn't even listen to the family's needs. And you was like, because she had children and she made some spicy shit.
Such a disconnect. She has such a disconnect from what she was. She just wanted to do what she wanted to do.
Right.
So meeting the objective. So that means, if you know that this is what you're going to do, so girl, come on, girl, that don't even make sense.
Right. And like you said, she's a parent too. And so, because I'm looking at her show, and you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, my kids aren't that much older than the kids on the show. And I wouldn't give them anything spicy, so to get them to, you know, eat more vegetables. So why would you, as a parent, think, okay, let me give these kids spicy food? It didn't click.
Right, and where she messed up is, like, she needed to follow instructions because, you know what, you get letters. If somebody sends you a letter for a specific need and you don't even do what the person's asking you to do, you're ignoring the audience.
Right. And that would drive down this, you know, that would drive down the, you know, the watcher, everybody watches the show, bring the numbers down, and, you know, because then it's like, okay, well, what do I need to watch you for? If you can't even listen to what I need to know from you. What's the point of me taking my time out to watch you?
Right. I mean, if I take the time to write the show and people are going to tell me, the people are taking the time, they're excited that they're getting ready to be on the show and they're hoping to find something new. And you mean to tell me you can't even take the time to answer their needs? Come on.
You're going to lose fans. You're going to lose audience. People are going to be like, well, why? Especially like you said, because you take the time and people's time is precious. So you don't want to waste their time. Then write you a letter talking about their children. You're like, yeah, feed the baby a habanero pepper. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Well, the same thing then would apply to Sarah when she was on Rachel Ray, and she's the one with kids. So that tells me you just want to be a star. So you mean to tell me you couldn't even make the connection when you're doing the show and you're talking about families if you don't even bring up your own?
Exactly. And Sarah really got under my skin. Everybody on the show. She really did. She annoyed the crap out of me.
I think that the issue I have with Sarah is petty as fuck. And the reason why I said that is because I think they did something and like Chris took all the meat and it was some meat she wanted and she rode on that the entire goddamn show. And
I was like, let it go.
Just change your meal. Just completely change your meal. Because Chris ended up fucking that meat up anyway. So just go ahead and just change your meal. I mean, because my thing is this, on the show, you got to be creative. And even as an at-home cook, stuff happens where what you thought you was going to make, you end up having to change that all the way around and just go another direction. And y'all got all the food. You got every ingredient. Shit, we can't even pronounce at your fingertips. And you complained about some goddamn meat. I was like, what the hell?
One ingredient. Go cook something else and just shut up. Just cook it.
Right. Just go and just listen up. You had more than enough time to rethink something. You're supposed to be able to come up with stuff on the fly. You could have said, okay, fine. He took all the meat. Fine. Let me go over here. Get this other meat. Get this chicken. Get this pork. Get whatever. And do what I need to do with this and switch it up. And then wasn't she like a repeat pick up? Because then after she came. And one other season, and they came back for this one.
I think that's why, but she got eliminated really, really early when she came before. Mm-hmm. She went a little further this time. Actually, even though she annoyed me, I preferred her over Nicole. Even though she annoyed the hell out of me with that. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is that she can cook, but I agree with you. The problem with her is that your stick ought to be parenting because you're a parent.
Right.
And she would do stuff and she wouldn't mention her kids. She wouldn't talk about her kids. It's like, are these kids real? Because the way you presented it, we wouldn't even know you had children, honey.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what? She was way too much of a beauty pageant for me. She was a beauty pageant contestant and it just annoyed me. So that's how she got under my skin too, to me. She just was, I just wanted her to just stop talking.
Right.
Yeah. And it was like, and the one time that she referenced her shows, and you can see how comfortable she was.
Right.
And I'm like, why did you just go with that the entire time?
Yeah. Right, because you'd have been more appealing to a mass audience. Most people watch have children. Or if they don't have children, they got nieces and nephews. It's a child in their life somewhere. Right. So, one of those things where it's like you missed that marketing thing. And I think that sometimes they come in with these ideas. When a lot of times, like they say, keep it simple, stupid. I think sometimes people forget the simple things is the connection that comes across the screen. Because that's what we were talking about Luca before. That's one thing about Luca. He was authentic. That's one thing about Ruben. He was authentic. Emma, authentic. You know, Laurel, authentic. You know, it's like when they got in that realm where it was all the walls are down and they weren't trying to, memorize and it was just flowing from the heart, you just got a completely different feeling from them.
Right. Yeah.
At least in my opinion. And the person that won was Lenny. How did y'all feel about that?
After a while, I thought that they were gonna he was gonna win, but I loved his personality though.
I can't say that
I loved his personality. It was it was almost like you kind of started to feel like, okay, maybe this cowboy thing is a little too thick and too put on, And then it was like, okay, now I see another side of him. So it's really not all that he knows how to do, or it's not just a front. Like, this is really who he is.
Right,
and
right.
I think what won me over was that was when they were in, it was with the pool, and he jumped into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That, I think that for me was what did it, was what really got me on his side, because I was like, okay, he really just followed through with the bet that he made with the crowd. He just belly jumped into the pool. I really wasn't expecting him to do that.
He was like, y'all, I won, so I'm going to do it. The thing about Lenny is that out of everybody, even some of the professional cooks on the show, Lenny can literally cook. Like he really could cook. Because I think something happened earlier where they had this one challenge where I think it was, I don't remember which of the coaches it was, but like it was like a test kitchen. And like one person did a step, 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 right? Until they got through the whole whatever they were preparing.
Right.
And one of them came in and they messed something up really, really bad. And the other person was like, how the hell do I fix that? And he literally told her how to fix it.
Right.
And she ended up rewarded for something that he told her how to fix.
Right. I remember that.
I remember that too.
I was like, you can cook, because, you know, just cooking, just from trial and error, I've learned that, you know, if something is too thick, you add water, and something is not too isn't thick enough, you add flour, you know, and that might sound simple, but you will be amazed at how many people don't know, I guess, that basic rule from just interacting with food, you know, how to make things with certain sauces and things like that. And, you know, and whenever you're making like gravy, how to do your thickening, you know, some people use flour, some people use cornstarch. Cornstarch is thicker than flour. And, whenever you do your water flour ratio, the more flour, less water, the less you have to put. The more water, less flour, the more you have to put. And I've learned that from trial and error and fucking up a lot of meals.
Right. that's how you do it.
I was that's why I was like, he can cook. And at first I was like, y'all, I was like, you know what? I don't know about this cowboy thing, but you know what? I'm like, y'all, this is him.
Yeah.
Like, you know how some people you think is something they playing with, but no, this is him. This is who he is. And I don't think his show is going to get ran over to the cooking channel. You know, because he, like you say, he's kind of like the flay dude, not the flay dude, but, the dude was talking about with the dining dive.
Yeah.
Right. He has that same personality where he's likable, lovable, you know, almost over the top.
Right.
You know, so I really do think, that his show, whenever they put it on, I think you give it a few more years, I think he's going to be one of their biggest stars. Like, it wouldn't surprise, I really don't think he's going to go to the wayside like some of the other people we were talking about earlier where you're like, what the hell is their show? Because his personality is so
over the top.
Right, over the top, lovable.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I could watch him. You know, like you say, when they had those marathons, where they have, you know, back to back 3 hours of that person, I could sit there and watch every show of him.
Right. Yeah, I could too.
So I, you know, and to an extent, I was shocked because I really thought Luca was going to win. I was like, you know what? Luca go win this. That's when they was like, when they went down to, cause I knew Nicole wasn't going to win because the last three was Lenny, Luca, and Nicole.
Right.
I knew Nicole. I was like, Nicole.
I knew she was out.
Kind of fun. I was like, I only see why you made the top three. I was just aside, I'd rather Laurel than you. If it gotta be you, I know that you're not gonna win. Only because I'm like you, I don't think I could see a show. I think that the final two, and with the exception of Laurel, were the only three that I think that I could have seen a show of. I could have seen a show of Ruben, but it probably would have had to have been on the Latin channel. I would have loved it. Wouldn't understand a word he was saying, but I would have loved it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but baby, yes, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even Christopher, the professional chef, He was very cocky, overconfident. Even with Chris, you know, one of the things that was like, I don't think you really know what you're doing.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, and Emma is, she's a teacher.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's in that, she's in that. It wouldn't surprise me if you know, she comes back with a teaching school, like literally a teaching school. Somebody say, hey, I want you to teach at my school. What do y'all think about the way that they did things this year? Because I know they had the Food Star Salvation this year. I think this is the second year they've had it. And do you like this year better versus, I think, one year? You remember how they had the three coaches and the teams? Do y'all like this year where they do individuals, or did you like the teams better?
I prefer just individuals. I like Kim coaching them. I just like it the way it is, simply. And I don't need with the teams. I don't like the team stuff. I like just individuals. Just go out there and cook. Just, you know, get all the coaching that they need. Talk to them and stuff that they need to get. I like individual stuff.
What about you?
I think I like the team. And I think because, you know, you need the individual because you can see how, you know, they're going to be by themselves for the most part. But I like the team because I want to see how you can multitask. I want to see how you can command things. And I want to see, you know, that if I'm looking at you, you can command me to keep watching you. Or if I want to go, you know what, I think I do want to try that recipe or something like that. You know, because you have to, I want to know that you can do more than, you know, that you can do more than just tell me how to make something. Where if you get put in an awkward situation, how do you deal with that? Because, like, I think they had the challenge where random things were happening. I don't think they had toasters, but the appliances didn't work, or utensils were missing, or a main ingredient was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know,
oh, she just stopped talking. Hold on.
What happened?
Okay. And I'm about to say, she just stopped talking. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I heard Casey talking and I stopped. But just to finish my point, I want to see the diversity of the person versus just how they are in front of the camera all the time. And so, and the team concept brought that to me.
Okay, and I think for me, I like both, but you know, I really did like the teams. I think I like the teams more because you got to see a lot more of the coaches, and you got to see their passion. I don't mean no harm. It almost made it personal for the coaches, you know, where you got to see, you know, their passion and their conviction and their fighting on that person's behalf. You know, like, I really enjoyed the season when they did the teams. Like, it was different. You know, I don't know if because the coaches' schedules are so wacky that they can't dedicate, you know, that much time. You know, because it was a lot of periods this season you had two coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, you didn't have all three coaches the bulk of the season like you have in the past.
Right.
So I don't know if their timing and their schedule. I think Bobby Flay opened up a restaurant. I think Gia opened up a restaurant. So, you know, I think they were going through all that. So they probably didn't want to dedicate that much time. But I really like the teams. And overall, do you prefer, like, this season? How does this season rank? And this is the 10th season compared to the other 9.
I think it's in my top 5, maybe 3.
Okay.
I think it's in my top 3. I wouldn't say that this is the best season they've had.
Okay, what's the best season?
Yeah, I think back to the past seasons.
I know, that's why I'm going back to my mind.
Because they've had some good seasons in the past.
They really have.
They have.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that one. I think the first season was a good season. because everything was just brand new.
It was so fresh and so new.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah. Different. I think the first season was a good season. I think the season that the dude that did the Big Daddy show we was talking about before, I can't remember his name. That I enjoyed that mm-hmm. season.
Oh, and you know what? And I like the season with the guy that looks like Alton.
Yes,
I
don't think it was. I think it was last season. I think that was. Yeah, it was last season. Because him and Artie, and I liked her too. Like
Artie,
that was
Artie,
like
her. Artie, I love
yes,
Artie.
Yes,
her personality. She was just so lovable and adorable. And I think that was that, yeah, last season was, that was the season they had teams, wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. Yeah,
yeah,
that was when Justin was on Austin's team, right? Wasn't he?
Right, cause that, yeah, cause they teams. So I think for me, I wouldn't mind if they rotated, like have, not trying to have 1 year teams, 1 year individuals, kind of rotated around. Because like I said, I enjoy the teams. I like individuals too, but I really just enjoy the team concept. It forces them to work together, work in groups, work more under pressure, be more accountable, you know, because mm-hmm. you have to work with people. You know, I mean, they worked in teams doing this, but it wasn't the same because then you literally worked with a team. And as your members drop, you was less on a team.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I think, you know what, you all may have changed my mind because now that I think about it, when they are on a team, their coach is so in alignment with them.
Right.
Yes, you may be right. Cause that was one of now that I think about it, that was one of the reasons I loved Justin was so much because he was so altered and so cerebral in his cooking.
Right.
And
yep.
He was just so good. I mean, he was so good. You could tell how good he was from the very beginning. I liked that he was kind of quirky. So you would right. want to see what he was going to do because it was also like Nutty Professor in the kitchen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think so. With the coaches, it does help them to kind of get there for the coach to really bring that in them instead of just kind of leaving them off on their own.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I just like that personal touch, almost like, because it's almost like the coaches kind of pick towards their personalities. So it was one of those things where, because they picked the team, you know,
yeah.
To me, I think it was more personal. It was a more personal investment for them
versus
just kind of coming, critiquing and tasting your food and saying, this is bad, that's not bad, you know, almost. When it's individual, it's more of a distance from them. And I'm not, maybe this is the way I feel. It's more of a distance. You know, it's like, we're here and you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you did wrong and this is what you did right.
Right.
Versus team, it was more of a connection. When people good, you could see it. You could see them being proud like parents. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
when
it was good, you could see the disappointment. And when they went into the elimination room, you could see them fighting on somebody's behalf and then being really hurt when the person was eliminated.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I might be wrong, but I think that's why I like the team because that was one of my favorite seasons. Because like I said, that was when Artie and all of them was on there and it, because I think they did like, it was 12, so it was like, was it 12 that year?
Yeah, because each one of them had four, right?
I thought it was more than four on the team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more than 12. I think it had to be 15, because didn't they five on the team? It was four or five per team that year.
Okay.
So it might have been 15, because, you know, with the three coaches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
yeah, that's the thing I remember being, yeah.
Well, what did y'all think about the, cause you know, it's almost set in stone. You have the Rachel Ray every year. What did y'all think about the stars that they brought? They didn't have as many stars this year as they've had in the past.
I didn't see that.
No, I noticed that. It was a drop in, you know, how, in all the stars that they had on, but I liked it. Because you got to learn more about the contestant and not just, oh, look, there's Rachel Ray, you know, right? Oh, look, there's, Like, they had Robert Irvine. I thought that was interesting that they had him on there.
Right.
You know, but it got to give you more of an insight on the contestants, and, you know, as an individual, and not just them with, oh, that's my favorite star. It's the kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. They are, yeah. I was trying to think, I wonder what that was about, because it seems like when you get more stars to come onto the show for the contestants, it helps the contestants be better, because they can get, the more coaching they can get, the better. So I wonder what was the reason for not having as many this time.
That's a good point.
And I wonder, I don't know if a lot of them were, like you say, a lot, because the Food Network is about that marketing. You know, a lot of them may have been opening up their own restaurants, a lot, you know, and like a lot of them have like 14 shows. Like, if you're the star, you're doing 8, 9, 10 shows on that station.
Yeah, yeah.
So but you know what? Somebody who's there, who the only show they do is their own, is the Black couple.
The Neely.
Only show I see them do is their own. Like, I do not see them do any of those type of spinoff shows. And I wonder, is it because they have like a chain of restaurants? They was like, we're gonna do our show at our house. Y'all spend from here, and then we got to go make sure we keep our money.
Well, and you know what? Because they did Network Star 1 year. Didn't they do one season?
I think they did.
But they haven't done it. And I would like to see more networks, just because I would like to see more diversity in the coaching and the evaluation of the food. Because you want to think, because I remember, because I remember when they were on, and I said, see, I bet they would evaluate the way food tastes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my thing is that I think that the three people, Alton, Gianna, and Bobby, are kind of the staple. But yeah, I would like those coaches to be rotated. I mean, because you have not trying to be funny, you have a cast of people.
Right.
I think that, and I think it would give them a break. I'm not trying to be funny. It would give them a break from having to constantly dedicate a summer to that.
And it would also give them some time to, it would also give other people, because to me, all of their talents seem to be kind of similar.
Right.
So if you got some different ones, you would get some people, because everybody's talent, because like even when you watch, I don't know if you all watch Chopped, but they definitely have some different opinions on some of the same food.
Because
they rotate the people out.
So I would like to see, that would be good if they would give us different coaches, but they just contracted that I'm going to get to be on the show and get paid for this, so, you know.
Right. And I'm like you, I think it would be more diverse. And also, something else, especially with the main channel, the Food Network, when you talk about diversity, I would like to see Chinese. I don't think any of their main stars are Chinese. There's none of their main stars that are like from India, you know, like India, Indian. Like I said, and maybe this is just me, I would like somebody to do African food. It's like you get it, but you get it from the stars versus you getting somebody that's literally from there. And that's kind of what Cooking Channel does. That's why sometimes I kind of go over there, because you get the person that's from another country telling you about their travels, telling you about, you know, being over there with their moms and all of that stuff, and about the spices and things like that. So, you know, to me, I think that, that's, maybe this is my personal, but that's something that they literally can work on. Because, yeah, you have Italian, but in America, Italian is still considered white. You know, so, yeah. I'm not, jokes aside, so give me some diversity, because actually, you just have a lot of white males, white females.
Yeah.
Have, you know, a black females, but the only really black female Food Network star is Sunny.
Yeah.
Just a black female. Just actually, you know her name. And then you have the Neelys, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, and speaking of which, wasn't Marcus supposed to be having a show? Does Marcus have a show on HGTV?
Marcus Samuelson.
Yeah, wasn't he supposed to have a show on there?
I think he was. I think he was supposed to have his own show on there, but they put him on Chopped. He does like Chopped and something else, I think.
He does Chopped, yeah. See, I thought he was supposed to do. See, I like, and then what was the other, oh, the other Hispanic chef that's supposed to, is something, he's supposed to go on to find great Mexican and Spanish. And,
oh, yeah. Is it Aaron? Is it Aaron Sanchez?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aaron Sanchez. Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, and speaking of the Cooking Channel, there's a commercial where they go, it's something about grandmas and something, but they go and they showcase, I guess, different family dinners.
Oh,
and
okay.
But it looks like it's from different cultures. Yeah, I forgot who they put on that show. It's something on the Cooking Channel.
Oh, that's cool. Anthony Anderson, has this show started on
HGTV? Anthony, you know what? I'm not sure. All I know is that they've really been pushing to promote him on Food Network. And I think he's going to be great because he gets to do his thing, per se. Like, he basically gets to go for the meal.
With the Diners Drive-In. To me, that's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar but different. I like that, and I know the Demand versus Food. I enjoyed that show.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that too.
Yeah, I enjoyed that show a lot. And I think that when we talk about the diversity, I think that that's my personal opinion, and I don't. You guys sound like you guys agree with me. I think that they do need to work on more diverse because more than white Caucasian people watch their show.
And I'm
you know, like KT was saying, you kind of want somebody that would have something similar to your palate, you know. I know they're all, you know, from different walks of life, and some of them are professional chefs and some of them are not. Some of them just learned how to cook over time, and like I would love one of the Neelys to be on there because their taste palate would be completely different than the other three.
Completely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if you come with something weird, they may like it, they may not like it, and it would be, I guess, just to see people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to be black, but just people of color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? HGTV is like TV in general, making sure that there is diversity in the programming, like, you know, everybody, there's so many people and various people that watch TV. So come on now. Let's get it.
And I think, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, and like people that diverse, I feel like there's a quota. And I hate that. And I feel like, okay, well, we've met this quota, so.
You know, we make up 12 to 15% of the population. We do matter, and we do spend our money, and we do, you know, support different things. Because I don't mean no harm. I know white people spend their money, but a lot of black folks spent their money on Paula Deen before she did that foolishness. So we do matter.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we'll be the first ones in the store. Let Rachel Ray come out with a pie. And we'll be the first ones in the store going to buy this pie.
Right, and I'm not even gonna lie, that Rachel Ray line is very good.
I honestly do want to try it.
I bought one pan. I ain't gonna lie, it was a single pan, and I love that pan to death. I ain't brave enough to buy the whole set. I got that one pan, and it cooked like a damn pro.
Wow. Okay.
All right, I'm going to add that to the list of things. But, yeah, I really did want to try her line. It's just something about it.
Right. And I think one of the cheapest places probably to get it is Walmart. I'm not even gonna lie, because you order anywhere else, you be looking at that pot like, whew. I can have like a frying pan, an 8-inch, a 10-inch, or you know, a little small quart pan, and all this for you know $150, right?
Oh yeah, I've learned. Do not go to Macy's or anywhere like that.
Oh, no.
To buy
your
cookware.
Yeah. Don't do it. No. Oh, no. And actually, with the internet nowadays, it's actually better to go online and just say best cookware or whatever and see how people rate it. That's how I did. And yeah. You'll be like, ooh, this is hot. And then people be like, that shit burnt my food or it was terrible. You'll be like, nah, I won't be getting that. I've learned to be a savvy consumer when it comes to pots and pans because, you know, my mom and family members gave me pots and pans. So I don't think I got a matching set. You know how a lot of people got the whole set? None of my shit matches.
Yeah.
I got a my mama. I got a pan over here. I got and if you put them all together, it's probably from 15, 20 different pieces, like a set from one or two pieces from there. But eventually I want to buy a set, you know, like a complete set and just get rid of everything. That way I'm going to have 45 different pans in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I've never bought my own cookware set. My grandmother actually just bought me a cookware set maybe 2 months ago, almost 3 months ago. Before that, I had the ones from when I got married. And like random pots and pans, like you said, from my mom. That's
right.
It.
The people just give to you. You're like, yeah, I take that because I'm mm-hmm. looking like I'm not spending $45 for a single pan. I don't think so.
Yes.
You know what? I get mine at. Well, first of all, I got some of my favorites because I love cast iron. So I like that LeCoultre set. So I've inherited some pots. I got some from my daddy. When he died, I got a couple of pots. And then when my grandmother died, I got her, I got that cast iron skillet. Love it. But I'll get all my stuff at TJ Maxx and Marshall.
For real?
I get them. Best deals on the best stuff at TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You have to check that out.
Yeah. The best top quality, the best stuff. And even a lot of these chefs, their lines are all in TJ Maxx and Marshalls, and they're ridiculously discounted.
Okay, yeah, because stay out them Marshalls, stay out them Macy's. Cause that shit is overcharged.
Yeah, I can't. Yes. No, I ain't gonna be in there getting that stuff.
No, it's just too much. Well, ladies, I have had a blast. I've had a ball. I thank you for your patience and all the technical difficulties we have had.
Oh no, it's fun.
Thank you.
I thank you, and just so you guys know. I will have y'all back on for next season, for the next Food Network star. So just know that you might be getting a hit on, random hit on Facebook. Hey, season over. You know, what's up? Let's do it again.
All right, sounds good.
All right, works for me. I had a blast. I really did.
I love it. So thank you for having me.
No problem. Yeah, I'm glad that you guys did this for me. Glad. Thank you for accepting the invitation. And again, let the people know how they can reach you.
This is Karen. You can reach me or KT. You can reach me on Twitter at KTisIVme. KTisme on Twitter.
And this is Tamika, also known as Sophisticus_4 on Twitter, and that's where you can find me at.
And as you all know, if you're hearing this, and you're a premium paying customer, you know how to reach me. So I want to tell everybody thank you for listening to another off-season reviews. This one is for the next Food Network star. And so until next time, premium paying customers, I thank you guys and have a good one.